An interview that aired this week with CBS television news anchor Katie Couric has attracted a lot of attention because of a couple of questions Governor Palin seemed unable to answer. Palin replied to a question from Couric on which newspapers and magazines she liked to read to stay informed.
I've read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like what one specifically, I'm curious that you...
All of them, any of them.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll released Wednesday shows that 6 in 10 Americans now doubt Palin's qualifications to serve as president in the event McCain wins the election and something happened to him. The poll reflects a deep decline in Palin's popularity after she initially gave a big boost to Republican nominee John McCain. McCain strongly defended Palin in a meeting with the Des Moines Register newspaper earlier this week. He was asked why voters should have confidence in Palin's ability to succeed him as president if it should become necessary.
With due respect, I strongly disagree with your premise that she doesn't have experience and knowledge and background. I fundamentally disagree, and I'm proud of her record. And it's not an accident that she's the most popular governor in America.
Some analysts say this will be Palin's chance to show she is ready for the national stage, and that this debate, the only vice presidential debate this election, could be a defining moment for her political career. Bruce Miroff is a political expert at the State University of New York at Albany.
Having been thrown into national politics with almost no preparation, now this is an enormous spotlight on her. And she's got to live up to a pretty high standard, what people expect of someone playing in that league.
Democratic Senator Joe Biden of Delaware faces different challenges in the debate. He has had years of foreign policy experience on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. But he is famous for his verbal gaffes and for talking too much. University of Virginia analyst Larry Sabato compares and contrasts the two vice presidential candidates.
Biden knows a great deal after 36 years in the Senate, but most people can take him only in small doses. Sarah Palin is a very pleasant and likable individual, and she knows very little, especially about foreign policy.
Speaking to reporters on the campaign trail, Biden said he was preparing for this debate just like any other.
I go into every debate assuming that, in fact, the person I'm debating is as smart as I am and that is as tough as I am and knows as much as I do.
Several Democratic lawmakers and strategists have cautioned that Palin was indeed a tough and formidable debater in her successful 2006 campaign to become Alaska's governor. Some analysts, like Larry Sabato, also point out that vice presidential debates rarely change voters' minds, and that in the end, the focus will shift back to Democratic nominee Barack Obama and Republican nominee John McCain. Several polls released this week show Obama opening up a significant lead over McCain. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.